President Trump at his rally in Erie, Pennsylvania Tuesday night, for the first time played a video clip at his rally.
That we end any fossil fuel leases on public lands.
What about saying stop the fracking and stopping the pipeline infrastructure?
They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
And what we don't show is his more current version. Oh, yes, we'll have fracking. And the fake news, they don't do anything about it. They don't even talk to him about it. But right now he's got bigger problems than fracking, I think. You know what it's called? You know what his problem? It's called the laptop from hell.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is off the campaign trail. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The FBI confirms Tuesday it has Hunter Biden's laptop and is not investigating it as Russian misinformation. As Democrat leaders and some media outlets suggest, Daily Mail editor Piers Morgan on Fox News is astonished how American media is ignoring the story.
This is one of the most extraordinary collective suppressions of freedom of speech that I have ever seen. And it's one of the main themes of my book is what is going on. And what is going on with liberals, frankly, and I consider myself to be one, but what is going on when liberals want to attack and suppress freedom of speech?
The final debate between the two presidential candidates is set for Thursday and will be held at Belmont University in Nashville. You might remember that place. 12 years ago, the same venue hosted the debate between Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain. President Trump has discounted moderator Kristen Welker, calling her totally partisan. And her parents are big supporters of Joe Biden. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we head into winter, COVID-19 won't be letting up anytime soon. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next 4 or 5 months, where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse, and that's based on projections about a fall-winter surge as people are indoors more. Institute for Health Metrics and Philadelphia projections showing a steep rise in the number of new cases and deaths, unfortunately.
Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. The top three symptoms are fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. Silicon Valley's big tech companies have come under fire from Washington lawmakers after censorship complaints aimed at Facebook and Twitter. Republican Senator Kennedy of Louisiana points out on Fox News the paper that broke the Hunter Biden email story could be sued while big tech enjoys immunity.
Don't ignore the fact that the New York Post is subject to the libel laws of the country, unlike social media platforms. If they get this wrong, they can be sued. And I think it's telling that the Biden campaign has not sued them.
USA Radio News.